easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We look for showers on the overnight tonight and into our Tuesday as well. Tonight's low around 56 degrees, less than a tenth of an inch of precipitation is expected. For our Tuesday, perhaps a quarter of an inch of rain will make it to the ground. For our Wednesday, a sunny day, your high around 67 degrees, and Thursday, a 20% chance of showers and a high around 73. Now it's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now with your host, Pat Powers, here's Just Start Talking.
With me for my installment of Just Start Talking, I have Linda Hoskins, and she's got a very interesting item to talk about that's going to happen in the greater Albia downtown area. Linda, thanks for being with me here on KIIC.
Well, always, as always to you, Pat, thank you for having us and letting us share the things that are going on, not just at the theater, but in this case, the cultural district and the museum.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. It's exciting to hear about this. It's a new adventure that's going to be happening October 25th. That's a Friday. Nobody has ever had this experience before. Go ahead and tell us what it all entails.
Well, the title is called The Haunted History Hike. And Tom Woodard was sort of the spearhead of an idea. He, in the past, you know, in our past restoration days, and when they were in August, and years ago, did a thing called the Cemetery Walk. And notable people from Albia would come alive in the cemetery, and their history would be given, and so forth. Well, in this case, we thought it would be kind of fun to do this history, haunted history hike in the cultural district with some notable people from the cultural district. And the evening will begin at the museum. And if you've not been to the museum, you would know that there are lots of props in there that during Halloween season might be just a little bit scary or frightening. I mean, I volunteer at the theater, and in the very back room, when I'm turning the lights on, I forget every time that the horse-drawn hearse is back there, and there is a lady standing there in a black cape, and I jump almost every time because I forget about it. But from 5 o'clock to 6:30 on October 25th, actually from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock will be the retail district, the children's Halloween around the square, and then families will have an opportunity, because the whole point of the Haunted History Hike, it's family friendly. It's not going to be horribly scary. You know, there will be some things maybe that you can use your own imagination with and what have you, but in the museum itself, the Arts Council and the Museum Board and just the props that are there are going to set an ambience and atmosphere where if families want to or people want to, from 5 o'clock to 6:30, they can come in and do photos. So it's a free photo opportunity. This whole event is just a free will donation to the museum, if you so choose, because that's, again, how the museum operates. It's just by free will donations when people come in. But if you don't have to give if you don't want to. And then from the point of 6:30 forward, eight different people in the cultural district, eight historic figures, will come to life and give their stories. And in some of these places, it is said that there are actually, people believe, ghosts that do things within the confines of the buildings where these people once lived or once worked. And Tom Woodard, our community county historian, will be, as we go through the cultural district, the cultural district will be lighted with the luminaries, so it will be fairly safe and it's fairly flat, so we welcome anyone to come out. But Tom will be talking about different versions of ghost stories that supposedly happened in the community or in the county, and then we will be making stops at different places. And the first stop will be the library, and Laura Duncan, of course, was the librarian there for many, many years. And then we'll go down the street just a bit to Governor Kendall's house, to what is now the CJ3 Foundation. And then across the street, for Dr. Powell residents, and then Father Heinen, which will be the old rectory. And then the H&R Block building used to be the old Union Hall, so J.L. Lewis will come to life there. And then we'll end the characters at the theater with Guy and Adrian Mosier. And Adrian, of course, was the Ziegfeld Follies girl and did many, many things at the theater. And then Dr. King will give his story, and then we'll preempt us into what happens next at the theater.
Well, that's kind of cool because, A, first of all, it is a brand new item that's not been done in the Albia area. And, two, it brings the past to life, so to speak, as we go through here. We're talking with Linda Hoskins, and this event is going to be happening in the downtown area October 25th. That's a Friday. It starts off with the retail business trick-or-treat in the downtown area, 4 to 5 p.m., and then from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., there'll be photo opportunities at the museum. I'm going to ask a question here, Linda. I'm guessing the 4 to 5 retail business trick-or-treat, I've been through a couple, this will be my third one, that would be rated G people to look at. The haunted history hike, would you even put that at a PG level or not?
You know, I think it would probably depend on the age of child that you brought. Many of the things in the museum, I mean, I just remember being a little girl, you know, and if I saw an older person, maybe in a darker costume, and they were, you know, had gray hair, whitish hair, and they were standing by an old-fashioned stove, you know, you might think, oh, that person's kind of spooky. But that's just, I think, what any little child would think. I don't think that there's anything in this evening that's going to be horribly, horribly scary. It's more intended to be fun and give some history and let the people that really enjoy Halloween, you know, get out and get into the ambience. And but again, you know, we're trying to showcase the museum along with other parts of the cultural district. So we want people to come to that museum. Of course, it's not required. And the actual event itself, starting with the walk, doesn't start until 6:30. But we just thought families might want to come in and, you know, get some fun. Munster family, you know, Adams family types of photos if they wanted to, if they're dressed up, and take advantage of that evening at the theater to do that.
Well, also, I mentioned, actually, you mentioned that the walk would be lit with luminaries, and that's kind of nice to be able to say, well, shoot, you'll be able to walk without any problems. You'll be able to see without any problems. That helps out a lot.
That is the goal, you know, and I would encourage if people wanted to bring a small flashlight, you know, I might do that just because, you know, I'm a little bit older, and even though you have the luminaries, I like to see what's in front of my feet, and some people might actually use their cell phone and turn the flashlight on their cell phone on. Tom and I actually walked through the cultural district and looked to see where there would be any bumps or any problematic areas, and we think we have it mapped out where it's pretty safe for all people to travel through that. And you know, we're not going to be like running a race through it.
No.
hopefully, we're going to have a large crowd, you know, and if this grows, we might have to do it in segments next year. But this year, we thought we're just going to do it all in one stave, and. If we have 200 people, then we'll just bunch together, and we will have a sound system, so people should be able to hear what's going on and who's talking and what have you. But, you know, we're really excited about it. When the evening, you know, with the characters ends at the theater, then they'll be invited to come inside, because we actually have in the works right now kind of an old-fashioned radio type of show with two events that happen in the theater. One of them involves a sheep and one of them involves a cat, and I don't want to give too much away because it will be part of the fun. And then the climax, the ending of the evening, will actually be we haven't titled it yet, but it's going to be similar to the Blair Witch concept, if you remember the Blair Witch Project. And so each of the eight characters, Haley Lancaster is going to be doing this filming, and she's done a great job so far of thinking of props and things to do. But with the Blair Witch, you know, you'll be talking along about something, and then some little thing will happen that makes you be kind of a little bit taken aback, like, what was that type of thing? So
right.
I think that will be fun, and then that will kind of conclude the evening. And then we will have the concession stand open, so once people come in, they can buy concessions, and Cindy Rhodes is going to be playing Halloween theme music, maybe the Phantom of the Opera, you know, some different things to set the staging for this. And again, just fun, goodwill, free will entertainment for the community to come out and enjoy. Our community has said they want different things. They enjoy diversity, so I think this is going to be a pretty diverse thing that we're offering up that evening.
I'm talking with Linda Hoskins as she's given us some information about the Haunted History Hike. This will be happening October 25th. That's a Friday. So it happens after the 4 to 5 p.m. retail business trick-or-treat. So be at the museum at 5 p.m. and then at 6:30, the actual walk goes through. We're also joined with us as well. Laura Tino is with us. She, of course, is with the Albia Chamber Main Street. And Laura, if you could chime in a little bit about your thoughts on this particular evening.
Oh, I'm really excited that our Main Street District has been able to collaborate with the Cultural District. You know, the theater and the museum and the library are so important to everything that we're doing in the downtown district, and they bring a lot of value to our events, and so we appreciate them being there. And the concept of this, we know everybody likes Halloween. We know how successful the trick-or-treat around it was, just the square, and then we've broadened it to the district, and businesses from outside of the area come in to even participate. So we know that that is hugely popular, so it's great to have these entities all working together to add to that event, and then of course to have the old rectory right across the street from that area, and you know, the value that they bring to the event as well. It's just going to be interesting, and I'm excited to see how it's come together. I mean, I don't think that any of us imagined at the beginning of planning this event that it was going to get as big as it's become.
This will be my third Victorian stroll that's coming up in December, and I was impressed with the first time that I was here. This will be a first time for this Haunted History Hike on October 25th. That's a Friday. And so I can only imagine that it's going to be very, very well received. Plus the fact that people are out and about, you're outside, you're enjoying the history of Albia. And when you think about these areas that you're hitting in, the library, it has history, of course. Mm-hmm. Governor Kendall, the only individual from Albia that served as governor for Iowa. The old rectory has a lot of history to it. And, of course, Union Hall. And then the King Opera House. All of those items have a rich history that needs to be told. And these people that are playing these characters are going to bring it to life. And that's what I'm excited about, Linda. I really want to hear their story, what they have to share for the people.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, when we were thinking of this, it started out just as this little kind of simple idea. And as Laura said, it's kind of grown arms and legs. And so now we, you know, literally have kind of created a monster. And we want that concept because we want it to be very successful. You know, we don't want it to, you know, be just like a slow event where you come out and somebody's just talking about the lines, you know, of this figure. We want it to be exciting. We wanted to link it together with other things with, you know, like Laura said, the Cultural District of Main Street. And hopefully it will grow to the point where we end with the Blair Witch Project concept, where to be continued in 2025. And maybe in 2025 it branches away from the cultural district and goes to other parts of the county. We don't really know where it's going to go. We just know that we're giving a lot of good effort right now to make a quality event that people want to come back to. Kind of like you mentioned, the Victorian stroll. I don't think anybody had any idea where that event would go either. And now that's been here for many, many, many years. And it's just a staple of our community. So we have young people excited and interested in this. So I think, you know, it's good for some of us older folks to start passing the torch to the younger folks. And if this is an interest area and our community's excited about it, then I can see these young people taking the ball and rolling with it in the future.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking with Linda Hoskins and Laura Tino about an event that's happening in the area, the Cultural District, on October 25th. That's a Friday. It's the Haunted History Hike. And it will be happening after the retail business trick-or-treat that will happen in the downtown area from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. People will meet at the museum at 5 p.m. And then at 6:30, the walk will be starting. Laura, it's got to have some great interest in it because of the fact that you want it to continue. You want to highlight these places that you have here. And of course, who doesn't like a good ghost story? Halloween, as we speak right now, is the highest grossing holiday most recently. People get her dressed up. They will decorate. They will have parties. So Halloween is a great time for this event to be happening.
It is. And like Linda mentioned earlier in the program, it's great for us to have Tom Woodard, our local historian, that's able to share this information and pass it on. Like she said, we do have a lot of young, talented individuals that are helping bring this to life. And so for him to be able to pass that history on to them so we can continue sharing that into the future is really amazing. And it's neat to be a part of because I know I've even learned things through these planning meetings. And so I'm excited to see how it all comes together.
I'd say another thing for people that really enjoy Halloween, if they really just want to make a full evening of it, once the events at the theater are done, they could go on out to the fairgrounds to the after prom haunted house. Now, I would say maybe if they have small children, they might want to take them home with the babysitter. But because the haunted house, you know, there are some things there that might make you squeal.
Right.
But that would be just another amazing opportunity for a family that wanted to do something all evening long. I think probably if the hike starts at 6:30, actually, piece of it, I will say maybe 8 o'clock-ish would maybe be when we'll be done. Now, I have no idea or no way of knowing that because I don't know how long. We're going to do a walkthrough with the characters to see here in a week or so. But I would say maybe 8 o'clock, and then they could, you know, head on out to the fairgrounds and catch the bus and go to the haunted house.
Yeah,
I was going to suggest the time frame, and 8 o'clock gives you plenty of time to allow people to do other things. And how cool is that? The after prom enjoys doing a fundraiser, and that has been a staple as well in the school for in the Albia area for quite some time as well. So out at the Monroe County Fairgrounds is where that will be. And I just cannot hearken back more to the enthusiasm that people have to get their willies, get their souls scared during this particular time of the year. I mean, people just thrive for that, to see if they can get scared or not be scared when these Halloween items are going on.
If it's any indication, when we're looking, we have a Facebook page for our museum site, and people on there are saying, what time does it start? We're interested. We want to come. And these are people from out of town as well. So, again, I have no idea how many people will be there. We hope it's a large crowd because a lot of work is going into this. And it's a free event. So, it's family friendly. There's no cost except for concession stand at the theater and a free will donation if you so choose to give at the museum. But I just think it's a... We want things for people to do in our community, and some people have risen to the occasion, and we're providing this wonderful evening, so we hope people come out.
And Laura, what great opportunity it is to combine the two things. The retail business trick-or-treat is a golden opportunity to people to be in the neighborhood in the first place anyway, as those people will be out and about, and then mosey on over to the museum at 5 o'clock and start that walk at 6:30. It just makes common sense to do everything if you've got the opportunity to do that.
It does. And, we're always looking for ways to encourage people to be in our downtown district, come here for an event, stay around, grab something to eat. Our community has so much to offer. And so if we can have a full night of activities and keep people downtown and spending their money locally and enjoying things locally, then that's a win for all of us.
I've been talking with Linda Hoskins and Laura Tino. Both are excited about the Haunted History Hike. That's going to be happening October 25th. That's a Friday. The downtown retail business trick-or-treat starts up at 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. and then over to the museum people should go. And then at 6:30, the walk will be happening. And, of course, Tom Woodard is going to be leading the charge with that through the Cultural District. Ladies, thank you so much for being with me here on KIIC.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Pat.
Garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Finally, one station that is bringing back the country hits you know the words to. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Georgia, the whole day through, and just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out. Other eyes smile tenderly, still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. On my mind. On my mind. On my mind. Don't
30% of people have not been so honest when filling this out. What is it? Somebody said application. No, it's not an application per se, but you're close. We'll get to the answer coming up, along with Reba, Ronnie McDowell, and Marty Robbins.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool, she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter and here ever after. I'm after whatever the other life brings. In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. Thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking. His big heart was breaking. Turned to the woman and said, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. With 400 children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times. How she'd made him look small. From the lights of the barroom to a rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have